The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Met Aaron last week released their pollen forecast, important for those with hay fever and allergic asthma. But what about allergies in dogs, and how serious could an allergic reaction be? Well, to discuss this and more, I'm joined now by vet at Nutgrove Veterinary Hospital, Dara O'Hanlon, where you can find online at The Topical Vet. You're very welcome to the show, Dara. And I should say, if you have any questions for Dara, do get in touch with us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, and we'll put them to Dara here in studio. I mean, the research when it comes to humans with allergies suggests that the trend is veering upwards. More and more people are suffering, and dogs too, it appears.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is nothing new. So, for example, if you go back to the first allergic dog, it's a very interesting case. First allergic dog, 1941. Mitzi, a fox terrier, owned by two dedicated owners. Both the owners had allergies themselves, so much like you and I, Kira, in terms of like sneezing, tearing from the eyes. And they were visiting their own human allergologist, and they said, listen, we find it strange that every single time that we're having signs, we think our dog Mitzi is tearing from the eyes, she's rubbing at her face. They kept begging their human allergologist, please, 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 will you see our dog? He was like, listen, there's a reason I got into human medicine. I don't want to see animals. But eventually he relented. He found out that Mitzi was allergic to a certain weed prevalent in North America. And then he went through a series of desensitization using a weed extract. And ultimately, Mitzi did very well. But you are absolutely right. Mitzi is not what we would traditionally see nowadays. And now, if you ask the average owner or the average vet, like, how would you characterize allergies in dogs? It's not so much hay fever type signs that we are familiar with in humans. It's much more so the itchy dog. And you're absolutely right. It does appear that the trend of allergies is increasing. So on the human side, it appears in the studies that it's around one third more prevalent in the past three decades. On the animal side, it does also appear that that data is trending upwards. And why is that? Well, it could be that as vets, we're getting better at diagnosing allergies earlier. It could be as owners, we're more interested in knowing why and then researching and going to the vet and working with them. But there are some interesting theories. So one would be that with the increase in urbanization of animals, that exposure to diesel fumes can make allergens like pollen extracts more likely to trigger disease. And also then climate change would be the other big thing. So, for example, last summer we had, I believe, the hottest summer on record, and we had quite a long, prolonged pollination season. And this is where things get interesting. Pollen are one of the things, not the only thing, but one of the things that can trigger allergies in dogs.
So there's lots of environmental factors there. I mean, for humans, and I know lots of people who suffer with allergies, it is a nightmare situation. It's deeply, deeply uncomfortable. Is it the same for dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. So in dogs, we know allergies, unfortunately, it's common. It would affect, it depends on who you trust, but in general, it affects around 15% of all dogs. It's one of the most common reasons why it is that a dog will walk through the door of a veterinary practice. And unfortunately, when you look in veterinary, we call it atopic dermatitis. The name atopy comes from the Greek word meaning strange disease. And unfortunately, it is a strange, complex disease. It's also challenging for us as vets because there's no one test we can do that says 100%, okay, yes, your dog has allergies. It is a diagnosis of exclusion. So your vet will likely work very hard with you to try and make sure that there's nothing fixable that can mimic allergies. So, for example, in dogs, you could have infestation with fleas or mites, you and I might call that mange, and those fixable diseases can mimic allergies. Or indeed, you could have a dog whose skin is infected with bacteria or yeast, and again, that might be something fixable. But if you rule out all those things, and then if you have a dog in front of you who is relatively young, who is affected for certain periods of the year, you can be more and more confident in the diagnosis.
Are there certain breeds that are more susceptible these allergies? There is.
Yes, and this is very interesting. And what's most interesting about this is that the breeds that are susceptible change over time. So, for example, if you went back to the 90s, you would, and you typed in Google, or you went to the Britannica encyclopedia and looked for allergies in dogs, you probably would see the West Highland White Terrier. However, I don't know if you would agree, but you don't see as many Westies out and about as before. And even then, there was a period where the Gordon Setter won Crufts, I believe, in the 90s. And very briefly, in Britain, for example, the Gordon Setter was furiously popular. And because it was so popular, then it started to climb up the ranking list in terms of it being the most allergic breed. But nowadays, for example, there are these crossbreed dogs, designer breed dogs like cockapoos, cavapoos, French bulldogs as well, their own breed. And nowadays they would be the main breeds that you would see. But it's probably reflective of their popularity and to a certain point with the Frenchie, their genetic makeup as well.
Are Irish dogs more susceptible to allergies than dogs in other countries?
It is an interesting question.
I hear this from people that I know who have allergies. They're like, when I go abroad, I don't suffer the same. You know, when I'm on holidays in Spain, my allergies don't bother me the way they do at home.
Yeah, well, you are right in that 75% of dogs will be affected during pollination seasons. So here in Ireland, that's going to be generally from May to September, depending. And it's interesting, if you talk to Irish owners, and maybe, for example, they're lucky enough that they may holiday for a month or two down in Wexford, they might be getting an onshore breeze that's not carrying pollen with it, and therefore their animal will not be as affected. Or you're absolutely right, we've had it that we have had owners who have emigrated to North America, and all of a sudden their allergies aren't bad because they're not being challenged by the same environmental allergens. Or similarly, you'd have dogs who were very, very bad in, say, Spain, came to Ireland and are pollens, our molds, all these things that are totally normal in the environment, they're not affecting the dog as much.
What about treatment? Because obviously I know for any adult who's out there and suffering, they will maybe take an antihistamine or they might try homeopathy to see if that could deal with their or lessen the symptoms of their allergies. What about our dogs? What can we do for them?
Yeah, well, thankfully there are plenty of treatments available. And it's almost like you and I, if we had hay fever, in that it is possible to use symptomatic treatment. So you may talk with your vet and you might decide to use symptomatic treatment. And there are plenty of medicines available, some old, some new. You rightly mention antihistamines. Antihistamines, unfortunately, we've got 4 good studies in dogs, one of which is damning, which says that if you gave an antihistamine to a dog with allergies and a sugar pill to a dog with allergies, the sugar pill would be more effective than the antihistamine. So unfortunately, when it comes to allergies, in dogs, they are a little bit different than humans. So antihistamines don't work as well as we think. Sometimes the drowsy effect of antihistamines can mask that sensation of itch. So that might be some of the reason why sometimes it's reported well. However, like everything in life, it is possible to, you know, pursue investigations. So you can find out, you know, what exactly a dog is allergic to. In general, for the average dog, you're talking about 90% of the time, it's going to be that they're allergic to something in the environment. And this is something I'm passionate about. And so, for example, if I do, and forgive me if I'm not allowed to swear on air, but if we do the patch test, the skin test, or some people call it the prick test, you can find out what exactly a dog is allergic to and then make an allergy vaccine specific for them and desensitize them over time. Or it might be that, say, there is might be a 10% chance that your dog might be allergic to proteins, animal proteins in its food. And so that might be a route that one might investigate.
Do you have to be careful with things like that you put on your dog, you know, like the shampoo you used, for example, on a dog?
Well, this is the fascinating thing. You can do lots. And so with a mild case or even with a very dedicated owner, what you might decide to do is concentrate exactly on that cure and on the skin barrier. And so if you think of a kid with chicken pox and using an oatmeal type shampoo to repair the skin barrier, there are such shampoos that your vet may recommend for your dog. It might be that your dog is susceptible to infections because of allergies and your vet might recommend prescription antimicrobial shampoos. So there's certainly lots you can do.
The chamomile lotion?
Yeah, well, that's it. Like it's there are shampoos exactly like that that are clinically proven to decrease itch.
Just very quickly, we have a text in here. Mm. My colleague Springer Spaniel has skin allergies and itches a lot. He's been on Apoquel and sensitive dog food for the last year. And even on this treatment, he's getting itchy again. Any ideas what to do next?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The medicine that listener is referring to is one of the newer generation medicines. It's an anti-itch medicine, thankfully with a very good safety profile. And I think that if ever you have a dog who was, you know, well managed with their allergies and all of a sudden they're having what may be called a flare, it could be due to recent pollen counts. So you rightly mentioned at the start that the pollen season has begun. So it might just mean that your vet might need to work with you in terms of potentially additional treatments, or it could be something simple as crept in. So unfortunately, allergic dogs are prone to flares because of parasites or infection with yeast, bacteria, those kind of things. And if you look hard enough, we should be able to get any animal back on track.
Now, we've talked about dogs here, but I know you're a cat owner And true. I have texts coming in here. What about the cats? Well, don't forget about them.
Do they get
allergies too? Don't leave them out.
They do. They don't get them to the same frequency as dogs will get them. And interestingly, cats are very, very similar to humans with allergies. So they will have streaming eyes, almost like hay fever type signs. Interestingly, antihistamines do have more evidence for cats, probably because they're very, very similar to humans in that regard. And believe it or not, as vets, we do recognize that cats were underappreciated for allergies. And only recently in 2022, there was a big push for more research in cats. So there's lots of new data available that your vet can share with you.
Right, Darrow Hanlon, thank you for bringing us all of that information. Darrow Hanlon there from the Tropical.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.